Our parsha starts off with Bahalos Chasaneiros. We're told that we have to light up the candles, Elmul Pnei HaMenorah, towards the middle. And not only that, but we're told that the oil that's used has to be the very first drops. That means when you squeeze the oil, a little bit comes out, you hold on to that, and that's the oil that's going to be used to light it. And everything else is used for other purposes in the Mishkan. Question in the Mikdash. The question is, why is it that we have these unique qualities, Bahaloscha? Somehow you have to make it light up. Rashi points out, what does it mean to light up? It means that you have to take your candle, which is going to be the lighting force, and you have to hold it there until it has the ability to light on its own. And then, El Mul Pnei HaMenorah, nonetheless, it has to be looking and reaching towards the middle. And on top of that, it has to be the very finest oil. What's going on? What's the message? So this, the Bali Musar explains so beautifully that this is actually talking about how we are supposed to succeed spiritually. We need the very best efforts, the first and the finest. And then what has to happen? Bahaloscha. It's the responsibility of the individual to hold on until so long as he could light himself. Meaning, he gains the energy from the source, but he can't let go of that source until he himself is enough of a light on his own. And I think that's also critical, because so often you have people that say, I got it, but they don't really got it, and then they falter afterwards. But how does that student, Bahaloscha, who lights himself, how does he finally has his own candle, how does he succeed? Elmul Pnei HaMenorah. He has to look towards the middle. Whether the middle is his Rebbe, whether the middle is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there has to be a sight in mind for him. It's similar to the idea, which I always found fascinating. The worst, the game Stratego, you had the flag, and when you captured the flag, you won the game. Anybody that's ever played that game knows it's complicated. You have to hide the flag, you put bombs around it. What pieces do you put around it? But why is it that the flag and its conquering is what does a person in? Why isn't it that you capture the general, not get all the soldiers? Why is it the flag? The flag represents, as it represents the entity of the group of soldiers. When the flag is no longer there, they have nothing to fight for. That's why in the olden days, remember you watching videos, movies of, you know, the Civil War, the Revolutionary War. There was the guy, worst job in the world, no weapon. He's holding the flag. And what happens if he, God forbid, something happens to him? Somebody has to pick up the flag, because once the flag is down, the game is over. That's really how it is. Imagine. I think that is precisely the idea of Bahalos Chasaneiros. Yeah, that you have to be by yourself. You have to be able to do it on your own. That's great. But El Mul Pnei HaMenorah. You have to look towards the flag in the middle and say, that's what gives me the ability to recognize that it's all good. Once I have that, I'm golden. That's the flag. Look towards the flag, look towards your leader, look towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you will be successful.